The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now, June is, as I mentioned earlier, Hidradenitis Suppurativa Awareness Month, HS for short, and it's easier to say. It's a disease that's not commonly understood. It's a disease that often results in inescapable reality for those living with it because it causes some chronic pain. So what exactly is it? To find out, I'm joined now by Céline Daly, Dermatology Nurse Specialist. Céline, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, tell me about this condition, which I'd never heard of, and which I believe can cause quite serious pain.
It's a mouthful. It's Hidradenitis Suppurativa, and that comes from Greek language. So hydra meaning sweat, aid meaning gland, and suppurativa meaning a formation of pus. So we call it HS for short. And really, it's one of the most miserable, hard-to-control skin conditions out there. It's chronic, it's recurrent, and it's very painful. It causes inflammation, which is redness, tenderness, and swelling and lumps. And it affects something called the apocrine sweat glands. Now, we talked about a condition called hyperhidrosis before, completely separate. But the apocrine sweat glands are those sweat glands that produce that kind of, you know, distinctive sweaty smell. And again, it's really poorly understood skin condition in some ways. And it's thought to start with a blockage of hair follicles initially. And then when fluid can't escape, the hair follicle swells up and bursts and causes an area that is very inflamed and can form abscesses. Now, it can vary in severity. We call it that early stage 1, 2, or 3. And it can be anywhere from mild, resulting in small little painful bumps and abscesses, right up to widespread open abscesses that have what we call sinus tracts or little tunnels that form underneath the skin surface.
Now, you've sent me some pictures of it. I mean, it can look quite raw.
It's really raw. And again, it's affecting a very delicate area. Thinking about our apocrine sweat glands underneath our arms, underneath your breasts, and down in your groins as well. So again, imagine, and we often talk in nursing, walking the journey with the patient. So can you imagine having to drop the kids to school, go to work, and do your daily activities with open sinuses under your arms, in your groins, trying to get a dressing on there that's going to keep on and hold on for you, and being in pain all the time as well. So again, a lot of time with skin conditions, say for example psoriasis, may not be painful, but in this particular condition, patients report a lot of pain with it. And really interesting, Pat, is that it can take a long time for someone to be diagnosed with hidradenitis. So it can take on average 10 years for a person to be diagnosed. And some recent research in the US that involved nearly 9,000 patients looking back on their charts, again, symptoms tend to occur in late teens, early 20s, but at the average age for the diagnosis to become first for patients is 37 years of age. So again, people are living for a long time with this particular painful condition. And then we think there's about 1% of people affected in Ireland living with HS. But a recent Finnish study showed that actually there's 4% of the population living with HS, and again, getting delayed diagnosis, which is really important because these patients can and should get treatment.
Now, talk to me about who is likely to get it. I mean, more women than men or more men than women? And is it related to people carrying maybe a bit too much weight? You know, that therefore the sweat gets trapped and therefore maybe a hair follicle gets blocked.
And again, yes, so we do know that people, so 60% of people with HS are smokers. So we know that more smokers get HS. We know that people who have an average weight can develop HS as well, but it tends to be more common in people living with obesity. Now, again, it's complex. You know, obesity is a complex condition in itself. And again, it's not just the folds that are creating the trapping of the sweat, the bacteria. It's actually living with disease of obesity. So a really interesting study that was published this year or presented at the American Academy of Dermatology this year was presented by Dr. Susan Taylor and a research team at the University of Pennsylvania. And it's really exciting. And again, it involves the famous GLP-1 receptors. I mean, what do these drugs not do at this stage? But again, a very small cohort of a study involving 142 patients looked at patients with HS who began treatment with GLP-1 receptors because of their obesity. And what Dr. Susan Taylor and her team found was that 60% of participants experienced improvement in HS symptoms while being turning on GLP-1 receptors. Now, if anyone's interested, if you just go along to any search engine, look up Dr. Susan Taylor and this piece of research with HS, she gives some really interesting insights into looking into the research. And again, because we know GLP-1 receptors actually level off or normalize blood glucose levels before you even start using weight, that can actually have an effect of balancing off every single organ and system within the body. So that's the really exciting research that's been looked at now. Again, important that you don't start Googling GLP-1 receptors and start your own journey on it. You should go to your GP. Again, if any of the symptoms of having boils or abscesses, wounds in your groins or under your arms, it's happened to you a few times, make an appointment with the GP, go and be seen. And then if you do or are living with obesity, have that conversation about GLP-1 receptors.
Now, in terms of ordinary maintenance, you have a few guidelines. I mean, obviously, if you're overweight, seriously overweight, you should lose weight. It'll be good for your general health, but it will also help this condition. Stop smoking, obviously, is another one. You mentioned that smokers are more likely. But what else in terms of the daily maintenance of the skin?
And again, look for support on both counts. It's very difficult to stop smoking and it's very difficult to lose weight. So get on to your GP to help you with that. And again, some patients find it's useful to use an antiseptic skin wash, for example, or if you are developing an abscess, to hold a warm flannel on the lumps to alleviate the pain, wear loose fitting clothes and avoid shaving affected skin. But importantly, if you are, or if you're listening to me and you find that you are having some of these symptoms, go to your GP for referral on to your local hospital-based consultant.
Oh, we seem to have lost Celine straight away there. We may or may not get back to her. Celine, are you there?
Oh, I'm here, yes.
Oh, sorry, great. No, we thought we lost you there. So wear loose-fitting clothes, which won't, of course, trap the sweat close to the skin, and avoid shaving any skin that's affected. Because looking at some of the boils, the pictures of which you've sent me, I mean, it looks as if they're very sensitive.
Extremely sensitive and very painful. So it's really important that people go to their GP for referral to a consultant dermatologist, because there are wonderful treatments now for HS. Again, they're called biologic treatments that can help people. They're typically used for psoriasis, but we do know now that they're useful for patients with HS, but you can't be prescribed them unless you're seen by a consultant dermatologist. And also to address your pain. So typically, again, looking at the quality of life for somebody living with HS, they tend, and studies have shown, that they suffer more from depression and anxiety, for example. They have lower self-esteem. It can affect relationships, both in work and in your personal life. So it's really important that you talk to your GP about this too. And again, knowing that patients with HS have more pain. So, and again, another study showed that when they asked patients with HS what their pain level was, people familiar with the pain scale. So 0 is no pain, 10 is the worst pain.
Okay, no, we seem to have lost. We'll forget about that. But I can tell you there's a support group called HS Ireland on X, at HS Ireland 1 is where you'll find that. And the Irish Skin Foundation, there's the Ask a Nurse helpline, and it's a Dublin number, 4866280. And Celine also recommends Hydrawear, a non-adhesive dressing. It's an Irish company. It's founded by Suzanne Murphy and it's available at hydrawear.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.